In a report to a parliamentary portfolio committee, the advocacy core team said lack of adequate information and knowledge about reproductive health care services exacerbates the spread of HIV and sexually transmitted infections, illegal abortions, and unplanned parenthood among youths. The organization wants adolescents to be able to access HIV testing, pre- and post-counseling, access to contraceptives, and other pregnancy prevention management services. The Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Health and Childcare recommended that the Health Ministry incorporate the lower age limit and provide for the protection of service providers by June next year. The National AIDS Council says a number of issues are behind the adolescent mortality rates, such as treatment defaults, lack of family support systems, fatigue with taking drugs, and even lack of transport money. Senator Nyati, the council's regional manager for Bulawayo, weighs in.
The viral load increases and they end up dying of AIDS. The other thing is that sexual reproductive health services are inaccessible for young people because of many reasons. Some of the reasons are the user fees. When you go to the local authority clinics, they expect you to pay registration for whatever service you want inside. So whether you want condoms or you want your resupply of your drugs, you have to pay before you enter.
Nyati says substance and alcohol abuse are part of the plethora of challenges young people face.
The environment in Zimbabwe is not that supportive as far as young people is concerned because of the economic challenges that they face. Some of them, they are educated, but they cannot get employment. Some of them, they are doing business and the business is low due to COVID and HIV. So you find that young people have got a lot of challenges. Some also end up committing suicide besides the sexual reproductive health issues. So we need to increase counseling services for young people.
A recent national survey puts infection rates among adolescents 2.1% for males and 3.8% for females ages 15 to 19 years. The higher risk rate for girls reflects intergenerational sexual liaisons and sexual abuse within a largely patriarchal society. HIV/AIDS awareness advocate Taurai Nyandoro, who was with the Zimbabwe AIDS Network, weighs in.
In as much as our incidence, you know, rate is going down in Zimbabwe, but it remains, you know, disproportionately very high amongst adolescents, you know, especially young girls. So we need to close that gap, eh? And one way of closing that gap is to ensure access to, you know, quality, comprehensive, you know, sexual and reproductive health services, you know, amongst, you know, these age groups. Yeah. So it is important. When I mean access, you know, we also need to ensure that, you know, access is prolonged. We don't experience, you know, stockouts or any shortages at some point.
The government has admitted to Parliament that poverty is the primary cause of premature sexual activity among young people. Analysts say the government needs to fix the economy, which has become the trigger for a wide range of challenges facing Zimbabweans. Reporting for VOA, this is Adigondo in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.